Sensing Spirit with Kristen and Kimmy. I'm Kimmy, and this is my good friend, Kristen. And today we are going to be talking about remote viewing. So we're really excited about this episode because it's going to be a little more interactive. We touched upon remote viewing a few weeks ago when we were talking about investigations, but we're going to really dive in deep today. So I'm really excited about that.
Yes.
So
me too.
As always, we want to know what's in your cup. So put your comments down. We want to know what you're drinking, hard stuff, water, whatever, all of it. Put it down there. Kristen, yeah. What are you drinking?
Oh, I actually have some peach seltzer and water. I'm trying to limit myself on how much I'm drinking. I'm not really sure how well that's going, but I'm trying to make it
work.
I'm
doing the opposite. No, I have been so dehydrated. I know I need water, but I can't. I'm trying. I'm putting flavor in it. I'm drinking like the zero calorie stuff. So, you know, whatever. But in the spirit of fall, I am drinking pumpkin spice coffee.
Oh, I love that.
In New England, we have all the pretty colors and stuff. I know I'm supposed to like it, but it just reminds me of really bad snow. Like, so I have this love hate with fall. It's like one of my favorite seasons, but I get depressed because it's darker and there's snow around the corner. But anyway, pumpkin spice coffee, my fave all year round. What are you guys drinking?
So good. So hi, Megan. Hey, Terry. And Robert has water. Oh. Pearl says hi and also has water. Carol says hi.
Oh, Carol.
Yeah, I know. Chocolate mint tea.
Oh, my God. That sounds like heaven. Like, what? I've never heard of such a thing. Chocolate mint tea.
Yeah.
Girl, give me the link. I need this in my life.
Well, you watch. You say that. And I'm sorry about the dogs.
No worries. The dog said that they're drinking water.
Yeah, they're drinking water. Terry has Coke Zero. But you watch. I'll bet you anything, Carol, within the next several days, she's going to have some delivered on my doorstep. But But Mom, that's not a request because you know I don't like tea. I love you very much. And I'm sure you're thinking that I would like to try this, but I don't like tea.
Loves tea.
She says she makes mint tea and adds a chocolate mint to it. That sounds pretty good.
Do you put anything extra? Ardelia!
I would probably...
We have be like, such awesome people.
Chocolate syrup.
Oh, man, I have never heard of that before.
Yeah.
I don't even feel like drinking this anymore. Like, mine is boring compared to that. Anyway, we have a good show for you guys. We are going to delve deep into remote viewing and all the wonderful uses for it. Mm-hmm. And what I love about remote viewing is that you don't have to be a so-called psychic medium to do it. It can be a learned skilled by anybody. And there's a lot of uses. You don't have to be working for a secret government, you know, program to use remote viewing. You can use it for everyday things.
So true.
There's a lot. I didn't even think about it, but like, because you just automatically kind of do it. Once you get used to it, it just automatically comes to you. So a lot of people kind of associate it with clairvoyance, but it's not really clairvoyance. It's you can use that ability to do remote viewing, but it's not the same thing. So again, you don't have to be a psychic or a medium or a healer or anything like that to do remote viewing. You can just learn the skill with more practice. With remote viewing, you can use your ability to see or hear or feel. You can use whatever sense. So we say remote viewing, but it's just another way to tap into a location or a person or even an event. So I'm excited for you guys to try this. So I hope you guys are ready because we are going to put you on the spot.
Well, not just the watchers and listeners and viewers. It's going to be Kimmy, too. Because Kimmy has been kept in the dark this whole time.
I don't know anything.
I swear. I haven't told her what I've chosen to be the object that everyone is going to try to remotely view. And we're going to give you guys some exercises to kind of go through so that you can tap in and let us know in the comments alongside with Kimmy what you think I've got here. So I don't want to give away. I don't want to give away any clues. I know Robert shared a link.
Oh my God. For those of us on the for those of you on the podcast, you have no idea what faces I'm making right now. Rob just shared a peppermint chocolate red tea. Like, that's a tongue twister. But oh my God. OK, I'm sorry. All right.
No, it sounds like good stuff.
I just love tea.
I wish I liked tea.
Well, maybe you will. Maybe you just haven't found your tea yet.
I have tried so many. I've tried drowning them in honey. It tastes like dirt to me.
Are you trying herbal tea?
I've tried herbal tea. I've tried regular tea. I've tried black. Literally the only type of tea that I like is chai. That's it. Chai tea. Because yes. There's so much stuff in it and you can't taste the dirt.
Yes. Okay. Do the pumpkin spice chai tea.
I love chai. Yep. I will drink anything that
says chai. So pumpkin spice chai tea.
Okay.
If you guys could share this video out, that would be very appreciated. We want to get a little more people in on this because we want to see all of your answers. We want to get you guys, you know, interacting with each other. So share it out. That'd be appreciated.
Yeah.
I wanted to go in really quickly on the different uses for remote viewing. So it's not just for, you know, looking to an enemy camp or spy things or anything like that.
Okay, that's
you can
really
actually
cool.
use it. It actually is, but we wouldn't say any of that on here because we, but you can actually use it, for instance, like we were talking earlier, like mother's tuition or something. So if you feel like, you know, something is amok or whatnot with your kid, or if you want to check in with an elderly relative, you can totally use remote viewing for that. Am I having a brain fart? Did I say this already? I feel like I said this already.
You were talking about this okay. before we started.
Deja vu. I'm having deja vu. You can use it to scope out like if you're trying to buy a house, whether a house is right for you, you can kind of go in there and see if there's any hidden like repairs that need to be done before you put a bid on it. Or if you're looking for a job, you can go in and see if that job is actually right for you. You can kind of take a look around, see if the environment, if the energy is right for you. So you can use remote viewing for so many different things, mm-hmm. Not just like missing people cases or anything like that, although that's kind of cool too.
It is. It is very cool. You know, my favorite uses for remote viewing is finding a parking space. Like average daily things. And I try not to abuse it. But if I'm going into a busy city and all I want is a parking space, I'm going to try to look ahead to see if there's an empty space somewhere. You better believe it. Or if I'm shopping.
Great.
I know it's a very practical use for it, but it's totally selfish.
I would
selfish.
Use it all the time.
It's totally selfish.
So what?
And I, well,
they could learn it too.
That's true. That's true. Oh, hi.
How about this? Okay.
Thank you for joining us.
If it comes down to you and the elderly person, let them have it. But I say other than that, all fair.
Right.
It's your parking space.
Thank you, Terry, for sharing. We appreciate you sharing it out, Terry.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But like using a parking space, finding a parking space, and when I'm shopping, because I absolutely hate clothes shopping, this is an example of how you can use remote viewing to feel into something where, say, okay, you've got racks upon racks of things and you have no idea where to even start. All you want is some new shirts and some new pants, right? So you just kind of send some feelers out and go, okay, clearly, I'm two rows away from where I need to be, halfway down the rack. Let me go look. And I swear to you, every single time I have employed that tactic, I've gone straight to the things that fit perfectly. They look great. And they come home with me. Because, you know, with COVID, you can't go into the dressing rooms and try stuff on.
Yep. I hate shopping through racks. That is, I mean, I love shopping, but I hate going through racks. It's so annoying. So sorry, TJ Maxx and Marshalls and Burlington Coat Factory. I can't do it. Like, I need something on the end cap to let me know if this is worthwhile. Otherwise, I end up in the home section. That's why I'm more of an online shopper, because I have an idea. I want to get to it. I don't have time to sit. Because, and I'm sorry, this has nothing to do with remote viewing, although it could, like, you're somewhere, you're going through the racks, and then all of a sudden, somebody else has to be there. Mm-hmm. Like, you weren't there before I got here, but now all of a sudden you want to be close on me.
So
same thing with parking spots.
Here's a really cool concept, though. A really cool concept about remote viewing is that it isn't just one way. If you throw it out there into the universe and there are people who are close enough to you or tapped mm-hmm. into you enough, even your surrounding energy, and they pick up on what you're trying to project or what you're trying to receive, then intuitively people just kind of gravitate towards that, which is a very interesting phenomena that I've seen happen.
Gotcha. So is that why you park further away from the store, because you don't want any cars near you, you don't want any carts or anything like that, and then when you get out of the car, out of the store, all the cars are surrounding your car?
Yeah,
it's like
yes.
It's like, I don't want people around me, but the universe says people around you.
Yes.
And you come out and they're all parked around you. You're like, dude, there's like parking spots right close to the store. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you near me?
Why does everyone need to be shopping for rice and beans right now? I don't understand. It's that exactly. It's exactly what actually Nicole, the animal communicator, mentioned.
Yes.
When you project mm-hmm. that image out there of what you're after, that other people and animals can pick up on that sort of thing.
Yep. It's so true.
Mm-hmm.
People stay away from me when I'm shopping, just please. I just, you know, damn well, you don't have the same size as me. Get away from me. Like, go. Like, if I see somebody in the aisle, I'm like, okay, I'll come back. No, not them. Not them. Anyway. Ooh,
what a controversial way to look at remote viewing. That remote viewing could potentially influence others. And I'm sure that that was all thought of during Project Stargate and, you know, the government work that has been done. Just in case anyone is interested in what specific government stuff we're talking about, it's Project Stargate, where the government utilized psychic mediums to remotely view into enemy territory and to find out what kind of weapons they had and blah, blah, blah. You're welcome to Google it. There's plenty of information that's recently been declassified.
I forgot his name, but his name is Paul, and he was a part of the program. I'm sure there's probably like a bunch of them. But what interests me about him is that he was not a psychic medium. And that's why I think that, you know, I like us going from a point of view where you don't have to be a psychic medium to learn the skill, because he specifically was not a psychic medium, would have never done anything related to that. But because it was based on like IQ or whatever, in the intelligence program, he got in, and the reason why he wanted to do it is because it wasn't so much about being a psychic medium. It was about something else. And he's been doing it for so long now. Mm-hmm. So it just goes to show you that you don't have to put yourself out there as an intuitive or even feel like you have any of those abilities. But if it's something that you're passionate about and you keep at it, you can totally become an expert at it. And I mean, he's like one of the top people doing these. So I'm going to have to get his name. Mm-hmm. But I found it very interesting because he didn't even want to be around or be associated with anybody considered a psychic medium. So I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. But anyway. So you have an exercise for us, huh?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. So as I said previously, I have an object here with me, and I don't want to give anybody any clues, but what I do, and please forget everything that we just talked about, just dump it in the fuck it bucket, right? Dump it out of your ear. I love that phrase so much that that we got from Natalie. Dump it in the fuck it bucket. And what I'm going to ask you to do is to just try to quiet your thoughts. To just focus, maybe not on Lexi, on Kimmy's dog.
Did you see my... Well, before we start, should they get any paper, pen, or anything like
sure.
that? Or,
I mean, if you can get paper and pen if you like, or just be with yourself in your own thoughts. You can get a paper and pen. You can get out a keyboard and notepad if you like. But to try to quiet your mind as much as you can, my favorite way of doing that before I really got into meditation was imagining that I was in the shower. Because sometimes the best thoughts come to me while I'm in the shower, when I don't have anything else to focus on.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So to Same imagine here. That I'm in the shower, and that really helped me kind of slow things down. And it's okay if you can't stop the thoughts, because actually what we want is the thoughts to come through. That if there's anything that comes in, try to recognize it. Try to see where it's coming from. What is the source of this thought? Not saying you have to inspect and analyze every thought that comes through, but find the ones that stand out to you, whether it's something that's relevant or not relevant to this exercise. I think that's the way we need to separate it. Is it relevant to this exercise or relevant to you? If it's relevant to you, dump it out. Dump it in the bucket because we don't need it. So that's where I'm going to ask everybody to start. I'm going to go ahead and pick up this object and I'm going to hold it. And Kimmy is right there along with you guys. So she has no idea what I have. You're welcome to try to feel into my surroundings. Feel into it. You don't necessarily have to view into it. You can, mm-hmm. if that is your preference. If you pick up on the objects that you already clearly know that I'm using, that's perfectly fine. So if you need to use one of those objects that you already know that I have to feel into or to look into the surroundings that I have around me, that's perfectly okay. So as you start to filter through those thoughts, those ideas, those feelings that are coming into you, go ahead and drop them in the comments. There's no wrong answers. I promise you, you can't have any wrong answers. If you feel more comfortable tapping into my dogs first, because my dogs have been around this item. They know what it is. It's not theirs. I'm not giving any clues. They've seen it before, though. So please go ahead and drop it into the comments if you're getting anything at all. No judgment. Kimmy is writing some things down. I've been focusing on this all day. All day.
Now, I personally can tap into her space, her location. I could also tap into her. Mm-hmm. I can try to see through her eyes or her feelings or even her hands because she's holding it, correct? You mm-hmm. said you're holding it. So I can try to feel what she's feeling. So again, like she said, you can see it, hear it, feel it, sense it, know it, you know, whatever you want to use. So put it down in the comment section.
Pearl says a tennis ball. I think that's a pretty good guess.
I'm not going to lie, y'all. I'm sweating because I know I'm on the spot, too.
I didn't want everybody to feel like they were the ones on the spot. So Kimmy is also on the spot with everyone. That's okay if you're feeling a little, because I'm feeling that some people are going, I can't do this. Shake that off. Take a deep breath.
I feel a little anxiety out there. Don't worry mm-hmm. about it. Put it down in the comment section. We're all friends here. Mm-hmm. This is just us, doing a little exercises. We're not going to, put you in front of, a bunch of people or anything like that. You're good. Yeah.
I mean, if we're being honest,
friends.
Just so everybody knows, to ease some anxiety, we have 7 viewers right now. So, and Terry says a feather. Carol said her first thought was my vape, but for some reason she felt a brush. Okay. No, these are all great. This is fantastic. Keep a crystal point or a wand, says Robert. But feel into, I'm not saying that anybody's right or wrong at this point. Feel, even if you feel more psychically connected, Kimmy, feel into what my hands are feeling. Ardelia says, laying on the couch, wild guess, black obsidian. These are all fantastic.
She was all detailed about what she was doing. I love Ardelia.
I know.
Now I need a remote view into her place.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't want to distract anyone. I don't want to distract anybody. Feel into my energy, the energy of my space. What have I got in my hands? I'm looking at it right now. If any of you are super visual. And if you already got it right, I'm not going to tell you. I'm looking into it. We'll add it.
I also want to say that for remote viewing, you don't have to give a specific as well. I mean, you want to work your way up to that.
What does it
but
feel
you
like?
Can also put, what does it feel like, color, shape, like you can do that as well. And that's fine. That way, you know, if you're starting off with shapes and stuff, then you won't feel so disappointed if you said, okay, this is what it is. And it wasn't, because odds are you probably are getting a shape or a feeling or, you know, texture. So that's all part of remote viewing as well.
Mm-hmm. Even if you get a shape, what kind of a shape is it? Is it cold? Is it warm? What emotions, what colors do you see? If any. Is it heavy? Is it light? What kind of shapes does it mimic? Is there anything that might even look like it? And Vicky says a cell phone.
Feel free to put more than one if you're feeling more into it. Feel free to jot that down too.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Kimmy? What's the first thing that you got? Because I know you got more than one thing. And Robert says light color pink.
So I felt something very smooth with a little bit of weight to it. Like for some odd reason, I felt it in my hand and I kind of saw it at the same time. So I feel like there's a little bit of weight to it. I feel a smoothness. I feel like, if I had to guess between temperature, I would lean more on the cold side. I feel like light would have some type of reflection off of it. What else did I put? Air and mouth. No. So I feel like there's a little bit of weight, and I feel like, I don't know if I said this, but I feel like there's it's round. Like I feel like I want to cup my hands and hold it kind of on both sides. So that was kind of like what I felt. So I'm not going in directly as to what it is, mm-hmm. but I just know what I thought I was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel like Rob said, I feel like there's definitely got some type of weight to it.
Mm-hmm. So far.
That's right.
So far you're, should I say? I don't even know. Is anybody feeling any shapes or anything? Like what, any specific shapes at all?
I'm chicken shit because I saw an image, but I didn't want to go directly to the image. I was like, let's go with the smaller things. Like,
no, go to
like,
it.
Ah, I don't want to be wrong.
Sorry said she just put her hand out and got that too.
Yeah. It's almost as if I was your hands and I was holding it. So that's how it just came to me immediately. So, I mean, we'll see. I'm excited.
Ardelia says more oval, like a palm stone. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think probably everybody has gotten their guesses in. So let me go back for a second here to reread some of these comments. Pearl said a tennis ball. I don't have a tennis ball near me. I'm going to read off the comments first before I reveal the item. That way, if anybody thinks of anything else that comes through, go ahead and throw it in the comments. I don't have a tennis ball anywhere nearby, but I do have there's a dog toy that's a ball that's close to me. So she's not wrong. Carol says that my vape is definitely near me, but I I actually don't have a brush, but I do have some things that I guess could be similar to a brush, like my fan, where I could see where someone might think that that might be like a hairbrush, which could also be similar to the crystal point or the wand. Actually, I do have a wand. I have, and for Terry, I have a feather and a wand right here. So you guys were close. You're not wrong. Let's see. Black obsidian. So Ardelia, I cannot reveal yet. Cell phone. Vicky, of course, I have a cell phone nearby. And okay, so light color pink. So I want Ardelia with the black, Robert with the pink, and not real heavy. You guys are pretty much spot on. See, Megan, she sees something black. It looks like plastic or resin. Is it something for your hair? I see rhinestones or something too. Okay, so here comes the big reveal. It's a fire extinguisher.
I would have not guessed that.
I mean, I think everybody should have one of these in their house. But you were right on point, though. There's plenty of black that looks like black obsidian. The light pink color could easily be found in this. Kimmy, you said it felt smooth, that it felt cold, it felt heavy. This is definitely heavy. It's probably about 5 pounds. But no, it's not something for my hair, but... You're talking about rhinestones. It's definitely very shiny, Megan. So don't think that you were way off. You were seeing something that was black and it was plastic or resin. It's still very shiny. So yeah, Terry, that definitely explains the weight. So it's not super light.
Yep.
I was wondering if anybody was going to pick up on like safety, security, something like that. But...
light reflected off of it,
and it does.
I mean, I'm not totally wrong.
You are not wrong.
Yes, and C. Megan said, "Yep, there actually is black plastic on." Yes. So she was spot on.
Yeah, there isn't anybody that was completely wrong, because everything that people mentioned is in my area. So it just goes to prove that everybody is capable of doing this, whether you do it with...
Absolutely.
Claire... What is it? Oh, my gosh. Total brain fart.
Clairvoyance.
Clairvoyance. Thank
clairvoyance.
You.
Clairvoyance.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yep. Light is totally reflecting off of it, just like C. Megan said. Hi, Michaela. Thank you for joining us.
So hi. So for those of you who don't think that you got it, now... Think about remote viewing as pretty much the whole picture. So this was a part of the picture. Mm-hmm. But if we were doing like really detailed remote viewing, you would probably be picking up on everything in the room, not necessarily just that one, object. So with remote viewing, you know, if you're looking to see if someone's okay, you want to not only tap into that person, but also their surroundings, what's going on in that location, feeling, you know, all of that type of stuff. So no, you are not wrong. And the more that you continue doing this, the more you can pinpoint things. Mm-hmm. So this was great. Like, I was a little nervous.
Everybody did great. Hi, Julie. And thanks for joining us, Michaela, all the way from England. We appreciate it. You guys
wow.
are awesome. It's late there.
Wonderful, wonderful. I know. Oh my gosh, Ardelia is in Germany and she's, you know, stretched out on her couch
with
her black obsidian. Thank you for watching us and being here with us. We love her. Yeah. And So she's laughing at me. And Julie, who has, you know, a class with using psychic tools and stuff, I'm sure, you know, a lot of the tools that they're using, you can kind of use along with remote viewing. You can use different tools with this. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. What do you guys, want to do another exercise? What do you think? Put it down in the comment section. Mm-hmm. I think we want to put Kristen on the spot. What do you think?
All right. We can do that. Do you have an object, Kimmy?
No, but I could get one. You know what? I'm going to make this a little tougher, but easier at the same time. I know that sounds weird, but I'm going to do a location.
Okay.
So let me, so C. Megan was saying that she studied with Lori Williams. She trained. Okay. She trained under somebody. Oh, under the government program. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. It really is interesting. If you guys, are interested more into remote viewing, there's so many things out there, so many shows, especially on Gaia or classes out there. Definitely try this. And I will give you a couple of exercises that you can do on your own. So you don't have to be doing, you don't have to do any, you don't have to take a class or whatever. You can do this on your own with small little exercises. But let me think of a place.
I say it better not be a damn crumpled up tissue again.
You know what? It's so funny you say that because before the show, I swear to you, I had a shitload of crumpled up paper towels. You probably didn't hear me. And I said, oh my God, what is wrong with me? I got all these damn paper towels and I threw them in the garbage. I'm going to thank my mom for that because girl, you didn't use that paper towel that much. All you did was dry your hands on it. So, during COVID and whatnot, I've been. I swear they're not dirty. It's so ghetto. But I'm like, what? It's just water. I can use this bitch again.
It's not like you're rinsing out plastic bags and hanging them to dry. Or are you?
No, but I'm like, no, I'm not. Just reusing my paper towel, so ghetto. But anyway, okay.
Oh, I love it. Why waste them if you know they're clean?
I mean, it's just soap and water, right? I washed it, Okay, I got a place. So.
Okay.
Now, before we do this, I know... okay, I think it was the shower thing. I was going to say, do you have a specific meditation or something that can get somebody quickly into this, this frame of mind, or do you just do the shower? I'm cool with the shower because that's my spot.
Well, it's kind of like an on-off switch for me now, where mm-hmm. brain on, brain off, and
Terry said, "Let's do this."
Yeah. where I'm like, I kind of picture a light switch, and when I'm trying to tap in, I turn the light switch on or off depending on what my goal is. So
okay,
if you have an
exercise, I definitely have. I have my place. But one thing I would say is if you're going to do remote viewing, make sure you're in a quiet place. So shower is perfect. And whatever works for you to get into that frame of mind, whatever kind of meditation practice you have, or if you don't, you don't have to, but just make sure that you're kind of focusing on the task at hand and trying to, anything that comes through, like she said, bucket, or for me, I have the rapid lake or whatever, like the rapid river. So if I have something, so just like my crumpled up paper towels, I take the thought, crumple it up and throw it in a rapid river and it takes it away from me. Mm-hmm. So that was something that I learned when I first started doing this, but I have my location.
Okay.
So start putting your ideas in the comment box. I'm ready.
Your location is in your state, right?
No. Should I have? I mean, I can.
Oh,
I can,
wait.
I can
pick No. I don't think you need to.
Okay. So, you know what? I'm going to give you guys a couple of minutes to zen yourself out and start thinking about it. You don't have to put it in the comments yet unless you have something, but I'm already thinking of a place.
Do you have a picture of the place in front of you?
I do not.
Can you Google it real quick?
Oh, here. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, well, if they thought that we were faking before and that you didn't know.
I literally just came up with this. We're freestyling here.
Yeah.
It is in front of me.
Okay. I feel like it's a monument. Something that's super recognizable.
What am I writing?
Yeah, I don't know why you're writing. Something that's super recognizable. And you can tell me if I'm wrong.
I'm gonna wait until everyone puts their stuff.
Oh, I'm influencing people. I gotta shut my mouth.
I didn't want to say nothing.
No, you need to tell me these things.
Come on, are you guys picking up on what I'm putting out? You could do shapes, colors, sounds, smells, whatever you. It's a location. That's all I'll say.
Okay, I'm gonna shut my mouth now. Please throw what I just said in the fuck it bucket. crumple it up like Kimmy's dirty paper towels and throw them down.
Clean paper towels. Clean paper towels.
Throw them down the river.
Remember, this is imaginary. We don't condone littering.
Okay? No. Okay. Harry says Christ the Redeemer in Brazil popped into her head.
Jesus.
Carol says an opening.
Literally.
That has a circle. She wants to say leading into an area. Robert says it's tall. Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know how to pronounce that name. Is it Nacy?
Oh, pretty.
This is light color.
Ooh. Keep going, everyone. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you guys a few minutes. Put down all your thoughts, even if you have a couple of them.
Carol says a lot of grass around.
Is Trish here? Is she still Trish? Are you still on? Because I want to hear from you because you're quiet. I'm calling you out.
Robert says Empire State Building. Terry said exactly.
I'm not gonna say anything. Yep.
Don't say anything just yet.
Nope.
Let's see. Maybe we'll get okay. Oh, Trish, she's hiding, hiding her eyes.
She is there. Trish, put something down. Come on, girl.
All right.
Just between us.
I mean,
people listening on a podcast.
Everybody else is guessing. So I'm going to throw out the first things that I saw too. I saw super tall. Taller than it was wide was what I was picking up on. And I also got a green color. I did get a lot of grass as well. One of the very first things that I also picked up on was a bridge. So I got like bridge, water, green, grass.
Carol said witches dancing around.
Could be. I mean, you have been talking a lot of smack lately about Salem.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
I wasn't talking.
No, not smack.
I didn't talk any smack.
No, not smack, but you've been mentioning Salem a lot.
I was saying, don't put that out there. No, I'm going to go to Salem, Connecticut, and Salem, Massachusetts. So it's all love. Oh. Don't be sending it to me. Okay. come on, Trish. One thing, just put one thing down. I can't go into it until you say something.
So she was going to say
what
that.
What were you
going to
say? Say what? Which is dancing around?
Or green?
What are the odds that you were going to say the same thing?
Grass?
Oh. What were you going to say? Come on, Trish. Everyone say, come on, Trish. I'm putting her on the spot. Salem. I'm sorry.
She said she was going to say Salem.
Now, how am I going to give you the answer? No. Okay, she did. She said something. All right.
Yeah, she said Salem.
Okay, are you guys ready?
We're ready.
Put it in the comments. Are you guys ready?
Are you putting it in the comments?
Okay. Are you? Just, no, I'm not.
I was gonna say, why don't you just say it? You're the host of the show.
No, I was writing down what you said because I want to remember the things that you said so I can, you know, let you guys know. Let's go back. Terry said Christ the Redeemer in Brazil. Mm-hmm. No. but there may be a church nearby, so I'm thinking not.
Is it St. Patrick's?
Carol said an opening that has a circle, I want to say, leading into an area. I will say yes on the circle. I would say yes for opening. Light color. There are light colors. Carol said grass. There is grass around. Witches, there could be. There could be witches dancing around. Not actual, but there could be... Just bear with me. There could be. You, my friend, said tall, mm-hmm. green. Mm-hmm. You also said grass. You said bridge.
You want me to give you the specific name?
Who someone said bridge?
I said bridge. Do you want me to give you the specific name? Like the actual image of what I was seeing was the Statue of Liberty.
Okay. And someone else said, the Empire State Building. Okay, so the place that I was thinking of is in New York.
Mm.
Is in New York. So if it's not necessarily the Statue of Liberty or the Empire State Building, but it's in New York.
Okay.
So that's something. Okay. So the place that I was thinking of was Playland.
Playland
in Rye, New York. It's an amusement park. You said green. The thing that I'm looking at, one of the things I'm looking at is the Dragon Coaster, which is green.
Oh.
I am also looking at, not only am I looking at a Ferris wheel circle, but there's also that that round thing that like you stick to the wall that goes around, I don't know what, like the anti-gravity thing. There's definitely grass. There is a bridge. Witches. I'm trying to remember the haunted ride or whatever, the ones that I used to like be scared shitless about when I was a little kid. There might be witches in there. I would have to double check that, but you might be right. So if any of you picked up on anything like an amusement park, like, you know, a lot of people, or you said tall.
Mm-hmm.
So that's true. There's, this thing in Playland that's like really tall. It's not necessarily wide, but tall. So there are a few things that are tall at Playland. So that's what I was thinking. So Jones Beach Circle. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is, but so if you got anything, even if it wasn't exactly, okay, I'm thinking of a theme park, even parts of that, mm-hmm. you're still tapping into it. And with more practice, you can open and widen that and get more information. You know, you can, I don't want to say, because I guess it kind of sounds like, okay, well, you can pretty much pick anything or anyone at this theme park and say, okay, I'm right. But I mean, obviously there's some limits, but
yeah.
I wanted to do the overall theme park. So the mm-hmm. colors and stuff like that. And so I would say, most of you weren't wrong. Like you tapped into some aspect of the theme park.
There has to be a Statue of Liberty.
Especially colors.
There has to be.
Not that far. You know, it's not that far.
Oh, poor Terry. Terry said, I'm going to go chill with the Redeemer quietly. I'm going to join you. Let's just go to Rio.
You know what? You know what? There may be, I'm not even joking, I think there might be like a church, nearby, like right near the entrance of it, if I'm not mistaken. So you're not totally off. So don't, you know, I mean, you were very specific.
What's the name of this place? That's
pretty
again?
Good.
What's the name of this place?
Playland.
Playland.
It's Playland in Rye, New York.
Okay.
So that's why I wanted Trish to guess, because I feel like she would have. So a lot of the things, especially like you said, green, like I was totally looking at the Dragon Coaster, which is my shit. So, so you guys did really good. You guys did really, really good. So give yourself a hand. These were just like quick little exercises, but you're really tapping into, like, I'm looking at all these pictures and those are the things that I'm seeing. I'm seeing color. I'm seeing green. Like, I'm not in my head saying Dragon Coaster. They must say Dragon Coaster. I'm looking at aspects mm-hmm. of the location. So you guys did really good.
Mm-hmm. And that's the whole point of remote viewing, is to look at aspects of the surroundings or the situation. Absolutely. And Trish said that she should have went with her gut. She was thinking a festival.
See? See, I knew to call on you, and not just because you're my cousin. I felt like I needed to call on you. So, and that's a lesson too, like go with your gut, go with what you first get.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've heard, like, when you're taking tests in school, it's like, you know, go with your first answer, because mm-hmm. when you erase it, you usually, you know, kind of get it wrong.
Right.
Erase. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So go with your gut. Your gut will kind of lead you. And again, even if you're just getting small aspects of it, that's okay, because you're going to keep practicing and you're only going to keep getting better.
Mm-hmm.
So
this is just the tip of the iceberg. The very tip of the iceberg of remote viewing. I mean, to think that you can travel backward or forward in time and remotely view a situation, because I mean, time is all relative anyway. To remotely mm-hmm. view a situation for what actually happened. Think of huge events like the Lincoln assassination or Jesse James or Billy the Kid. You know,
I have a good. You know what? Have you ever sat there listening to a story that somebody was telling you? Maybe you zoned out a little bit because all of a sudden you started seeing like what they were telling you.
Yes.
Like you're tapping in to their moment. And you almost zone them out because like your remote viewing just kind of took over. And then you're like agreeing with them as if you know exactly what the hell they're talking about because you zoned into the situation. Like I do that all the time.
Mm-hmm. Or you zone in and you say, oh. Or you zone in and you say, you know damn well that didn't happen that way. Okay, I'm gonna let you embellish, but
I'll give you a secret what I used to do when I was in school. So I have a photographic memory. So I don't want to say I was good at studying. I was just really good at memorizing things. So I would read something a few times and not necessarily remembered it in my mind, but then I would visualize looking back at the piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
Which is why I can remember numbers really easily, because I visualized not what I was saying to myself, but what I was seeing. Mm-hmm. So you can use that as well. So you can go back into like, okay, what the heck was the answer to that or anything like that. You know, you can use remote viewing to kind of go back to something.
Yeah.
Or forward or, you know, whatever. So you can use remote viewing for so many different things.
Like finding a parking space.
Absolutely. So I want to ask you, Kristen, and this is just in our experience, so it doesn't have to necessarily be as a psychic medium, but besides investigations, when have you used remote viewing? Or is there anything that stands out? It could be an investigation. I don't want to limit you.
No, that's okay. I've used it most for investigations, not really knowing what I might be going into. But there's no significant experience that I've had really where it was like, well, okay, I take that back. Hang on a second. Because I've had moments.
Hi, Tracy.
Yeah, hi, Tracy. I've had moments where I just know that if I get in my car at this exact moment, that something bad is going to happen. So I'll wait and wait and wait and wait until I feel like, okay, now I can get in the car and go. I don't know what that is, but that happens to me occasionally, where it's kind of this moment where I suddenly get a feeling something is going to happen in the future. I'm going to get into a car accident, or I'm going to see something terrible, and I just need to wait. Or if I'm being impatient and I'm trying to force my way into traffic or something, and traffic is saying, no, you're not going to go, that's when I go, okay, let me take a second and kind of feel forward. Obviously, I can't determine the future, but I can make better decisions. So
yeah, sometimes I'll get like these little flashes of things and I'm just hoping that doesn't happen, but you wonder. And I bet you probably have used remote viewing during something like this. I had someone come to me and they were going to see a doctor. So full disclosure, my disclaimer, I'm not a doctor. I don't diagnose or anything like that. But sometimes people will come to me and say, hey, I have a doctor's appointment on such and such a date. Can you feel into that for me? Do you know what it is? Well, first, before I can feel into the situation, I need to kind of do a little bit of remote viewing to see what's going on with them. You know, it's a doctor's appointment. So I need to kind of remote view into their aura, their body, you know, that type of stuff. So I have used in one particular situation where she didn't want to go into details, not because she was secretive, but because she didn't want to influence what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. So when I looked into the situation, I saw that there was a lump. And so I looked into the lump and I looked around. I felt it. I felt the energy and I was looking at it. And then I also saw the doctors going in to look at this lump and realizing that it wasn't cancerous. Mm. So I knew that, okay, the situation was going to be okay. But I knew that they were concerned because they did find a lump and they just wanted to make sure that everything was okay. She didn't tell me any of this before I did that. She obviously confirmed afterwards. But her thing was, am I going to be okay when I go to the doctor's next Tuesday? Okay, yeah. Well, all right. That's really vague, you know, but so I had to go into the situation. So I used remote viewing for that bit of advice, but also during healings too. If we have somebody we're doing a healing for, you might need to kind of remote into the body, if you will, and kind of look around and see things. So you can, you know, use it for that type of thing as well.
Yeah. Absolutely true. Hi, Lisa. Thanks for watching.
Lisa. You know what? I must have been remote viewing before this episode, because I swear I knew that Lisa was going to come on. I don't know. That's so weird. So, so weird.
It happens.
So I'm curious. We gave you a couple of exercises today. How did you guys feel about the exercises and how you did? So put down in the comments what you thought about the exercises, how you thought you did, and what way do you think they can, like, what can they do to practice? Like, what kind of exercises do you think, or what do you think, like, where should they start?
Yeah, I think maybe start with your neighbors. That's kind of my favorite place to start, especially when I moved someplace new, would be to, like, kind of feel into my neighbors. Like, did I just move next to weirdos? Oh.
I'm thinking the opposite way. I was like, okay, so if you have really nosy neighbors that you don't like, you can tell them, hey, I'm a psychic.
Yeah.
Can I remote view into, like, that's one way to get them to leave you alone.
No, I mean, for me, I don't know what it is about the perception of physical distance, but the perception of physical distance, to me, it makes a difference when I'm remotely viewing a location. So if it's closer to me, I feel more comfortable and more confident that, okay, I'm going to sit there and watch my neighbor's back door and she's going to pop out in 3, 2, 1. There goes the door. The door opens. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a good one. You just reminded me. I do. When I'm driving, I'm like, this fool is gonna cut right in front. I know it. I feel it. I see it in my head. This ass is gonna do it, and it never fails. Or I'll see, okay, there's somebody that's in this lane. I just know, or they're in this lane. I know they're gonna cut over at the very last minute because they're in the wrong lane. Like, I just know these things. Like, I can see it. And so, like, you, when you're driving, it's kind of like a meditative state, although it really shouldn't be when you're driving. Really, but it happens. And so, like, you can see things that might happen to, you know, in the near future. So you could definitely use that, but please don't close your eyes while driving.
Please don't close your eyes while driving. But let's continue the conversation. Definitely in Beyond Sensing Spirit in our group. You can continue the conversation in the group Facebook page.
Yes.
And we can talk about this some more. So
absolutely.
Robert said that he does that. I'm sorry. Robert said he, when he drives, he does that. And Tracy, she said, I did that with my best friend via phone. I told her what color towel someone left on her bathroom floor. She was in her car, got in her house, and there was the towel. And it was the only towel of that color she owns.
So I freaked somebody out because I was like, are you wearing a green shirt with gray shorts? And they're like, what the hell? It was so random. It was so random. And this was when I wasn't like, I don't want to say ethical, but I was just learning. So I wasn't like, is it okay if I, you know, freak you out? You know, like, this person wasn't into that type of stuff. Like, I'm sorry.
I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because I completely forgot about that experience. You had asked me what my most incredible remote viewing experience was. And I was actually at someone's house. It was the very first time I'd met them and the very first time I'd been there. We were sitting on the porch talking, having some drinks, when I said to her, who is Emily and what does she have to do with a sailboat? And her face dropped. She went inside the house and she came back out with this gigantic thing wrapped in newspaper with masking tape around it.
Oh, wow.
She peeled off the masking tape and the newspaper, and it was a sailboat named Emily. And it was that her father used to build these boats and name them after his children. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was a really interesting.
Well, we're getting comments that we should do this again. And I promise, Terry, I'm going to check and see if that has anything to do with Playland. I promise. Mm-hmm. We'll talk in Beyond Sensing Spirit with Kristen and Kimmy. But before we go, just if you want to practice some more, you can use cards or draw something or whatever and put it in sealed up envelopes so that you can't get into it. And then, you know, mix them up however many envelopes you want to have, and then just kind of sit there with this closed envelope with your, you know, pad and paper, paper and pen, whatever. And what do you feel? What do you see? What shapes, what colors, that type of stuff. And then when you feel like you've gotten enough information, then you can open up the envelope and, you know, confirm, validate, whatever. So you can do a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. Use cards, the Zener cards. You can, you know, do that, you know, hold it up to your head and all that. So there's a lot of different things out there. So I thought you guys did really good.
I thought so
really
too.
Good. And I promise, absolutely, you guys are great. And maybe we will have some more exercises. Me and Kristen were thinking about having more interactive episodes. So let us know what you thought about this and if we should do more.
Maybe a guy dressed like Jesus selling balloons. That's the best thing I've read all day. And I believe I'm frozen right now.
No, you're not. You're not. Let me say, Terry, in New York, anything is possible.
That's true. All right, everyone, we hope you have a wonderful evening, and we thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget to check out our podcast too, and podcast and YouTube. New episodes drop every Sunday, so we look forward to seeing you next time. Good night.